September 26th, 2010. The following was recorded at North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. Please visit us online at nbrc.com.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and ask if you'll grab your bulletins and join me in our call to worship this morning. We hear these words from Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, and you that have no money, seek the Lord while he may be found. Go old school to start while we get the PowerPoint figured out. Number 758. Baptized in the water. Brothers and sisters, as we hear these words of being baptized in the water, we're reminded of the font that is up front here, and we're reminded of the waters of our baptism that are the promise of new life for you and for me. We'll later on in the service share what some of the vows that we might have taken at baptism or at membership, but as we start things together, we're reminded of how these baptismal promises make us one family, one church, one community in Christ, and that we are called then to love and care for each other. So as a practice of that and as a reminder of that, we step outside of our pews and we greet each other. Thank you. As you're finding your way back to your seats, I ask if you'll grab your bulletins as we highlight a few of the things that are going on within our community. And do we have PowerPoint yet? We do. Emily Tomasco, if you would like to come up and make your announcement, please.
Good morning. I would like to thank everyone for their support of my Silver Award project to help Camp DeWitt. With your donations, we collected close to 200 games. I was amazed when week after week, the collection bin was overflowing with games. In June, it was time to get the games to camp. I wasn't sure how we were going to fit them all in my father's truck, but somehow we did. I told the camp director that people have been very generous, but when she saw them, she just stared in awe. She just couldn't stop saying thank you. Later in the summer, when I was working at the camp, people would come and ask me if I was the Girl Scout who collected the games, and I would say yes. And then they would tell me what a wonderful thing I did, or thank me. But I would like to thank you and tell you what a wonderful thing you guys did. So thank you. Together, we made a lot of campers happy.
And now I'll draw your attention starting on page 4 of your bulletins. Underneath the adult education heading, this is the last week to sign up for the Discovery membership class, although I think you could probably still make communication with Pastor Todd, but just knowing that it starts next Sunday at noon. If you're interested in the Discovery class, new members class, learning more about our church and the Christian faith, you can sign up in Fellowship Hall. Go down, if you will, with me underneath the Christian Action heading. If you're interested in participating or sponsoring someone for the Crop Walk to fight hunger, you may contact Fred Yarnell, whose telephone number is there. Turn over then, if you will, with me to page 6. Underneath the Kirkside heading, most of you probably saw on your way in that today is the pre-sale for our ministry next door with affordable housing for seniors. The garage sale, the pre-sales in Fellowship Hall, starting on Saturday at 7 a.m. will be the official sale next door. If you are willing and able to help out with either the setup or the pick or the teardown at 7 a.m. or 2 p.m., I'm sure they would love your help. You can contact Nancy or Diane for more details, or again, if you just show up, I think they'll be happy. Go down with me, if you will, to the Women's Ministries heading. The Women's Craft Fair will be October the 16th, and similar to the Kirkside needs for helping to set up on Friday, October the 15th, the last line underlined there, you may contact Laurel Ennis if you are able to help out with that. I'll encourage you to look at the rest of the announcements on your own time later on, but if you'll join me now back in your order of worship as we have a prayer of confession together. As we come before the presence of God, we are reminded of our need for God, for God's love and for God's grace toward us. So let us pray together now. It is not only material things, but the stuff that makes us who we are, our hearts, our hopes, our dreams, that we have trouble sharing with others. But the more we hoard, the less we trust God to use us and all our gifts in the work of the kingdom. Forgive us goodness and mercy. Anoint us with the oil of grace until our hearts overflow with praise. Fill us with the living waters of hope, so we can share with others. Feed us at your table of joy, so we might follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, with glad and generous hearts. Amen. Brothers and sisters, hear and know the good news. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to give it life. Give it life more abundantly. Know this good news for you today. And all God's people said. And do we have a slide? We do for our next song. So please stand and sing. You can still use the red books if you want, though. pray with me, please. Lord God, we trust that you have us in your hands all day and every day. For when we forget that, we pray that our time here might be a reminder, that as we hear your word, as it is read and preached today, that we might find ourselves and find comfort in the palm of your hand. We pray all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all God's people said, amen.
This morning's scripture reading is found in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, and is found on page 886 of your pew Bible. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. Who's the they? Why does it matter? Why is it important for you and me today? For those of you that are Bible scholars, you know that in Acts chapter 2, we have the story and the promise of the day of Pentecost, of the Holy Spirit coming, making all things new, of people being excited and filled with the Spirit in such a way that it spread like wildfire. People heard this good news and couldn't get enough of it. People heard this promise of Jesus Christ and of the things that God was doing, the new things that God had in store for them, and that God has in store for us today. So as we read this passage, as we hear these words, I pray and I hope that it excites you. I pray and I hope that you hear in these words the good news of the promise of Christ. On this day that might be a little hazy, gloomy, the end of September, maybe following what has been a long week, or what may be the start to what's going to be another long week. And you find yourself here. You find yourself saying, what is God's word for me today? Is this hope? Is this a promise to us as we hear and as we experience time together? As we, following the pattern as in the book of Acts, gather together to hear of the apostles' teaching, to share together in our prayers and our fellowship. And while not today specifically, but the first Monday or first Sunday of every month, we have the blessing and opportunity to come here to the Lord's table to be fed and to be nourished. But we hear Jesus say in the Gospels that I am the bread of life. And as we hear even in the Old Testament, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of So we pray and we hope that as we are here today, we are nourished, we are encouraged by these words of God for us, no matter where we might find ourselves in life. But this is the good news for us today, that awe came upon everyone all who believed were together and had all things in common. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple, breaking bread with glad and generous hearts, praising God, having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, what happened? What happened when God's Spirit came to these people and they were excited and they could barely contain themselves? They could hardly wait for the next word that was to come from God. God added to the number that were being saved. Are our hearts that way? Is our experience that way? Is our faith that way? That when we hear the word of God and when we live this gospel message, that people are just drawn to us like mosquitoes to a light or insects to a light. Are we that way? Do we shine that way, that radiance, that love, and that power of God? We pray so. We pray that our lives are a testimony and a witness. And we each do that all in our own unique ways, right? But this is the promise that God has for us. This is the good news, the message of hope. And we wait on every next word that God might have for us. Is this good news, brothers and sisters? Amen? I'll ask again. I'm not sure if it is or not. Is this good news? Okay. I hope so. We take this passage, if you've been here the last couple of weeks, we take this passage in the context of this. If you've been here, me doing this might have some meaning and significance to you. If you haven't been here, that's okay. I'm going to tell you what it means. But maybe we think back to last week. If you were here and heard about Pastor Todd's story of tracing the hand, what meaning and significance can this have for us today, for our faith, for our lives? We pray and we hope that this hand, or the red ones that you see plastered throughout the church in different places, are a guide, our direction, our encouragement for each of us to say, okay, I've been doing this Jesus church thing now for a week, or I've been doing it for a year, or I've been doing it for 10 years. Or 20 years, or more. But I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like God's got more for me. So I draw you back to this then. To say, what is it that God might have in store for you or for me? Is it that God's saying, if you would only take but that 10 minutes a day, and seek me in my word, and listen in prayer to me, I got something for you. Or that, you know what? There are lots of people within our lives that we know or even don't know that this message of hope and of good news, or the experience of this faith community, would change their lives forever. Or maybe it's, as Pastor Todd will preach in a couple of weeks, maybe it's next week, that, well, it's one of those Sunday mornings that this close to, do I make it over there to the church building or do I not? You know, it could go either way. And think of that finger that says, you know what? It's good. good and it's important for me to be there for my sake and for the sake of the rest of the community. Or maybe it's this finger, as we'll talk about later in the month of October, that reminds us of those promises that we've made, those covenants that we've set forth or that God has set with us. And we're reminded of the gifts that we have and how we might share them, be they financial or be they otherwise, that God has in store for us. And then finally, today we focus on this finger, the smallest one, the pinky, not because it's the least important by any means, but just because we're that darn clever to say, well, that'll remind us of small groups, right? It'll remind us, as we look at all the different fingers, that there is something that God might have for me by being involved or by being part of a small group within our congregation. This service is a little lighter attended than the first service, but I would guess that still, if you sit on the left side over here, that very rarely do you rub shoulders with anybody that sits on the right side of the balcony? Or if you sit in the center section on the ground, maybe very rarely do you rub shoulders with the folks that sit in the center section up in the balcony. We are blessed to have a congregation that has two services. But within this larger community, in order to fully experience and to fully know the blessings of God that God has for us in relationship with each other, we find that by becoming more involved, by becoming more connected, by joining a small group, or one of the things that we're very intentional about trying to do is even our committees, having that aspect to where people can connect with each other, where people can care for each other and know that they're not just somebody who comes in and out the door on a Sunday morning, but that has importance. And that in the same way that hopefully we are a blessing to you, that you are a blessing to us. For we need each other, and we are blessed by each other's gifts as we share and interact together. What a gift it is to have these opportunities. I want to ask anyone in the congregation that's here now that is either a small group leader or a committee chair to please stand. So if you're interested in becoming more involved, these might be some of the folks that you might want to have a conversation with. If you're involved with a small group or a committee, will you stand? Maybe more folks that you might want to connect with. If you're involved with one of our musical groups, which operate, I think, under the same understanding, will you stand? Uh-oh. I don't even know what to do with that. But you may be seated. But I'm encouraged to see so many of you taking advantage of the opportunities that are available here within the congregation to say, you know what? I want to be a part. And I know that it's important for me and that it's important for the rest of the folks that I get to rub shoulders with to share life together. I'm going to invite Marie and Hugh Talada to come forward as they share a little bit more about their experience with their small group. And I pray that it will be an encouragement to all of you. Some of you may be thinking and hearing and saying, wow, I'd really love to get involved with a small group, but I don't know how or I don't feel welcomed in. And I'll be the first one to admit, it might not be the easiest thing to find or to get connected. That's something we got to work on. But with your help, I hope that we can make these opportunities available to anyone that wants to be a part and to be involved.
Good morning. I was asked to say a few things about the small group system that we're using, and I was delighted to do so because it's very close to my heart. We are fortunate in having such an assortment of small groups because they fit into almost all our different ways of educating us for the Bible and Jesus Christ. When we joined this church about 8 years ago, we were fortunate enough, of course, to have Todd guiding us. He was promoting that everybody in this class that became part of the church try and start a small group. We tried and failed with our first attempt. But we heard about Pam and Wes Cruz's group, and we joined that. What a wonderful experience. We all became like a family. And then we joined three more small groups, and now we have several families. But it is a wonderful thing. As Mark stated before, all too little do we get to know each other like we should here in the church. I don't know half the people in the church by name or by sight even, but I enjoy coming here so much. The half that I do know, it's been a delight. We went to a spaghetti dinner and met Pam and Fru before we joined their group, and that's what incited us to join their group. And then we decided we should get closer together in other ways, and Pam says, "You, I want you to understand one thing. If you make any arrangements socially, never make them with Wes, because they'll never get transmitted." So we made sure we didn't do that. But I'll turn this over to my wife now. She has something she wanted to say.
I just wanted to say that we do have a group at our house every Sunday evening, except in the summer. If anyone would be interested, you can give us a call. I have to tell a fast story. Many years ago in our other church, we first started going to Bible groups and studies. And after the study, the minister said to us, "Is there any concerns you'd like us to pray for?" And one of the gals said, "My mom is really not doing well." And she said, and she told a story of her mother. And before we knew it, all 10 of us were telling stories of our mothers. And we all cried together. And it was just a wonderful thing. And I want you to know that I told my daughter the story, and she's a therapist. She said, "Mom, you don't realize, besides having a Bible study, which is wonderful, it's also a support group. So I want you all to know that we do support each other with love and encouragement, and it's just a wonderful thing. Thank you."
I think one of the things that you heard both of them say, that this is about family. Now, I'm very intentional when I have the opportunity to be up front here and to help worship with you on Sunday mornings by using the words brothers and sisters. Because by God's grace, that's what we are. And for that, I am thankful that we can share together and celebrate together as God's family. Small groups are a particular way, and our committees and musical groups and all the different groups are one way in particular that we might know this love of God for us more fully. As we go through the hand, the intention of these guideposts, or however you want to look at it, is not to say, "Well, in my already busy life, I now need to add 5 more things." Because I think most of you would look at that and would hear that from preached from up here and, "Well, that's a good thing, but it's not going to happen." Our hope is, if it is maybe some reprioritizing in life, that it helps you with that. But more than anything, our hope is that this helps you to realize already what you are doing. That it helps to encourage you if you find yourself driving in the car and shooting up a quick prayer to God. Or those of you that might have been at the Branchburg Country Fair yesterday, be it with the church table or many of the other service organizations that lots of you are a part of, saying, that is a ministry. And that is service and evangelism, whether you want to use that word or whether you want to think of it that way or not. And when you get to those times, when you make those decisions, am I going to make it there on Sunday or am I not? That you consider that. That you think of the ways in which you're serving and giving of your talents and of your gifts. That you're reminded of this hand. And if you think of the opportunity to connect with other believers in a greater and more in-depth way, that you'll find that. That you will know within this congregation that you are cared for and that you are loved. That this promise and these promises of this word, of the good news for us today, is for today. Is not just some words here in the book that says, well, this is how they did it way back when. But that says, these are God's promises for us today. That we can know in the joys and celebrations of life, the people that surround us and care for us, and in the difficult times in life, that we have those to come around us and care for us. Brothers and sisters, this is the good news and the promise of God. As we think of the hand and how God might be reshaping and reforming our lives today, be encouraged. Know that God is with you. And God goes with you not only by the Spirit, but by His Spirit in each other. Will you pray with me, please? Oh God, we thank you for Huey and Marie's testimony and the many stories within our congregation that echo that. That even when walking through the doors the first time here, there's a different sense or a different vibe about the care and love that happens within this congregation. And I pray that as a result, in the lives that we live outside of these walls, that we would show forth that same love and joy and compassion for others, that we might all encounter and that all those hungering and thirsting for you, O God, might find a place, a people that is your church, to find that hunger met and to find that thirst satisfied. Oh God, for this time today and for all that you intend for us the rest of this day and the upcoming week, we put ourselves in your hand as we trust in your promises and know that your encouraging hand behind us sends us forth. We pray all these things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said. I ask if you'll grab your bulletins with me and stand as we confess our faith today in the words that were spoken as at your baptism possibly, or as your membership vows were taken within the congregation. If you're not a member here, I encourage you still to stand and to follow along and to think on what these words might say. And certainly, as I made the announcement earlier today, if it's something that you're interested in knowing more about this church and the possibility of becoming a member, that you can sign up in Fellowship Hall to do that. Will you join me in these vows that we say together? Beloved of God, I ask you before God and Christ's church to reject evil, to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, and to confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce sin and the power of evil in your life and in the world? Brothers and sisters, who is your Lord and Savior? And will you, Be a faithful member of this congregation. And through worship and service, two of our five fingers, seek to advance God's purposes here and throughout the world. And do you promise to accept the spiritual guidance of the church, to walk in a spirit of Christian love with this congregation, and to seek those things that make for unity, purity, and peace? You may be seated. And as we think of that hand, we think of the ring finger and the gifts that God has given to us such that we might bless others. So as God has given to you, we give of our tithes and offerings such that we might further our ministry in this world that God loves. Pray with me, please. We praise you, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for the many gifts that you have given to us. We give thanks for our Carillon's choir today and for the blessing and the gifts that they share with us and the gifts of each one of us, that we might bless one another and in the giving of these finances especially, that they might bless you and bless others in the service of your ministry. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, and all God's people said. You may be seated. While certainly small groups are an opportunity and a place where it's easiest to care for one another and to share our thanksgivings and our concerns. We are also very intentional about doing that as a whole community of faith, to remember one another in prayer as we do with our open-eyed prayer time now. So I encourage you at the appropriate time to include your own spoken requests as well. So we continue in a spirit of prayer together, giving thanks for Peter's successful surgery. We give thanks for Brian Pauly not being seriously injured in a motorcycle accident last night. Thankful that he wears a helmet and full face mask. And by the grace of God and the helmet, that he's doing okay. And other thanksgivings that you would like to offer up to God. Give thanks for the women's breakfast that happened yesterday and all of the hard work of so many to make it happen, and certainly the all of the different ministries and things that the women's ministries does. For Cousin Larry being able to join Bob and Pam today and to celebrate and worship together. Thank God that Stan is back for the second Sunday after a rough patch in his life and being in the hospital, that he's now in a good place. Thank you. Thanks for the sermon today, and also Fred and I took part on Tuesday afternoon of this week of the internment of ashes of Virginia Denick, who is related to the Honeyman family, had lived in Florida for the last maybe even 50 years or so, but give thanks for Fred's participation in that too. Give thanks for health and safety for Fred and Jane after being involved in a 3-car accident, that everybody's doing okay. And we bring to God our concerns as well. We pray for Joe McGovern, who is seriously ill. We pray for a friend of 73 years in Florida who is ill, with cancer of the throat and having chemo. We want to bring to God the family of Patty Indrasek on the passing of her mother, Juanita Lodata. We pray for Dan Kroon on his upcoming eye surgery tomorrow. And we bring to God your other concerns. We pray for the safety of servicemen and women throughout the world. Pray for healing for a cousin's husband who's been in the hospital for 8 days after having a toe removed, and for the hyperbolic treatment process that will happen. For a coworker's son, John, who has some sort of bleed on his brain. For all those suffering loss of husband, wife, or family member. For neighbor Barney, suffering from cancer, and pray for his comfort, and we pray for healing because God calls us to pray for what it is that are the desires of our hearts, believing that he can do all things. We join all of these prayers together with that great prayer that Jesus taught us to pray and that he prays with us here and now today as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So when we do this, you know that we're not traffic cops or something along those lines, right? But we're reminding you of the hand that's up on the wall behind me, of ways that we might find ourselves to grow in this faith and in this life of ours. And as we're reminded today with that pinky finger, that we do not walk alone, that we have others to walk with us. And so now with those hands of yours, take the hands of those around you. And know that whoever you are and wherever you go in God's wide world, that Jesus goes with you, before you to prepare your path, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you in troubled times to carry you, but most importantly, within you, to give you his abiding and abundant peace, now and forevermore. And all God's people said.
You have been listening to a production of the North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. To connect with us online, visit nbrc.com. Thanks for listening.